say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread, and then there's
bought bread.
And something that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center.
Oh, donuts.
Huh?
Donuts.
Are there different kinds of those?
Depending on flavor, you know. Or, you know, you can add jelly to them or dip them in different type of icing, but she makes donuts too.
Homemade donuts?
Yeah, real good.
Something you make up a batter and fry to eat for breakfast?
Flapjacks or whole cake.
What's the difference?
A lot. The flapjack is thin, you know, not too big. Whole cake is, you mix it up a little more consistency to it, thicker dough, and it's a thicker. Depends
flour
on, yeah, flour. Add more flour to your mixture, and it's. They used to use that quite a bit, but not anymore.
Talk about how much flour might be in a sack. Say a sack might have 5 or 10 pounds. And the inside part of the egg is called a
yolk.
What color is that?
Yellow.
And if you cook them in hot water, you call them?
I don't like them anyway. Poached.
Okay. How do you like them?
Fried. Sunny side up.
What if you put the whole egg in hot water?
Boil it, hard boiled or soft boiled, depends on the number. If you cook it till it's pretty well, you know, hard, the yellow and the white, the yolk and the white, or the hard-boiled egg, you know, say 2 minutes, 1 minute, then it's not too firm. It's called soft-boiled, and it's, I still don't like it.
What sort of things are made out of cornmeal?
You can, cornbread. Cornbread muffins, cornbread flapjacks, I love them with fresh honey.
Do you make it the same way?
Basically, you do flapjacks, flour meal, and it's about the same ingredients. Some people add an egg to it. I don't know why.
Do you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
I don't know what it is. I've heard that. You know, but I wouldn't have any idea.
You just heard people talk about
it? Yeah. Corn dodger.
Mm-hmm. How do you kill a hawk?
Oh, there's a lot of ways. You can run over with a car. basically, we have killed them with shooting them between the eyes, knocking them in the head with us. Hammer. One fellow believes in just cutting their throat and let them run until they bled to death.
That sounds kind of cruel.
Well, what's the difference if you, I'd rather you shoot me if it's left up to me, you know. But he said that, you know, the blood drained out of the veins. I think he's crazy.
How do you cut them up then? What parts of meat do you know?
Ham, shoulder, backbone. Used to have backbone, no more. They split them right down the middle now, and you have pork chops now, which is more expensive.
You can't get pork chops and backbone?
It'd be hard to do. You saw it right down in Mara, you know, divide the hog in half. Now, used to, before electric saws and everything, they split the, you know, gutted him, take his intestines. Break him open, and then on each side of the backbone, hack those bone rib bones, and then cut that with a knife. And then you'd have the backbone. Well, now you saw them right down the middle, and that does away with the backbone. It's part of the pork chop.
Mm-hmm.